This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You have a new text message.
That's because it's called Text Roulette. What can we solve for you today? Is some kind of issue in your life? Some relationship situation?
What's going on in your life that you feel like maybe you can't come to the people closest to you? Because when you text us, you're anonymous. And you get all the honest opinions of everybody that wants to help you solve this problem. Answer your question.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. Text roulette. Let's spin that roulette wheel.
25.
Let me scroll down to number 25 and see what we have here. Could be anything, as we mentioned.
It's the magic eight ball of radio. You throw a question out there, shake it up, and we give you the best answer.
Okay. We're going to say this is going to be a relationship issue. And
oh, yeah. All right.
Hi, Elizabeth and Radar. And the text goes on to say, 2 years ago, I messed up bad and cheated on my now fiance.
Ooh.
I hate myself for what I did. All the pain and mistrust I've caused him.
Yeah.
I am forever grateful that he decided to take me back. However, in the last year, I started getting panic attacks because I have this irrational fear that he will decide he's done with me and leave.
Ooh.
I get physically sick, heart palpitations, cry uncontrollably.
What?
Now we're preparing to get married in 2026. Probably because he took this person back. He has reassured me that he doesn't plan on leaving, but I still have this horrible fear and these very intense panic attacks that he will. Him and I both struggled to discuss our emotions around this topic, but want to talk it out more before getting married. I guess I don't know how to make these panic attacks stop and also make this hard discussion less awful to talk about. What can I do? Any advice? So your advice right now, 414-432-1099. Help out this mixed listener. Messed up, cheated on the now fiance. They're getting married in 2026, but they have these panic attacks. It's an irrational fear that
they're worried that
he will leave.
He's going to leave.
Yeah. And the panic attacks are so bad. This person gets physically sick, cries uncontrollably.
Okay.
What can they do?
Here's what's happening with these panic attacks. This is a visceral response. Your body is telling you what your gut probably knows to be true. This is not a healthy relationship. There is some traumatic instances in the past 2 years that have clearly not been worked through. Because if you are fearful that this person's going to leave, like, you shouldn't have to serve a life sentence for the cheating. If the person's going to take you back, then they need to move on, because that's what you've decided to do if you're going to still work on the relationship. But you are physically getting sick. You're physically reacting to this relationship.
Because
you need some help here to navigate through this. But also, do not get married. Do not be getting married This is not how to start a marriage when you're having these thoughts and fears and you're paranoid. You shouldn't be paranoid if you're in a relationship like this.
Just sent a text back to say, have you tried counseling?
Okay, you're texting them?
Therapy. Yes. Okay. We'll see what happens here.
You can move past infidelity. It's very hard, but you can do it. I know people that have done that. But both people have to be willing to put in the work. But you're still talking about having these panic attacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the panic attacks are terrible. Even though he has reassured me
to live.
That he doesn't plan on leaving.
Good for him if he's moving forward to say that. But you have some kind of PTSD you need to work through about what happened. It's almost like they don't trust themselves. Do you not trust yourself that you think you're going to cheat again and then this person's going to leave? Because also, don't give yourself a life sentence for this. You need to learn to forgive yourself. Don't beat yourself up over this. You made a mistake and it sounds like you're trying to make it better. But I really do feel like you need some kind of, you need professional help with what's happening. This is no way, life is way too short. This is no way to live. This is no way to live.
Can this person
get married in 2026?
Move through. Any advice? They're looking for the advice. They've cheated on their now fiance 2 years ago. This happened 2 years ago. Hate myself for what I did, but he has agreed to, you know, move on. Not going to leave, but this person still gets physically sick, cries uncontrollably, and it's an irrational fear. This panic keeps coming up. Like, what if
it's like they haven't forgiven themselves and they don't feel as if they're worthy of this relationship.
All right.
And I really do feel like a wedding needs to be put on hold because you can't think about the future until you deal with the now.
And the wedding isn't until 2026. So you got another year. So that would be a good time to say, let's pause it. And
my heart goes out to this person because they're just feeling like they need to keep beating themselves up over something that they did.
They have texted back, but it's just one quick line.
Go to counseling?
I texted and said, have you tried counseling / therapy? The text back is, it's been a thought, but I struggled to open up with strangers, so I'm hesitant.
Well, naturally, it's hard to do that.
But it is hard.
But you
got to take that step.
You've got to find the right person, the right therapist to talk to. You know, talk to your own doctor. Talk to your doctor about these panic attacks.
Right.
And see what they say.
All right, so we'll see what you say. Go ahead, Mixed Family. Let us know.
What's your advice for this Mixed listener that really, really poured their heart out and talked about some really personal and vulnerable things here?
Maybe you can help them out.
We'll get to your calls coming up, but first, a break from our sponsors.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
some of your advice at 414-432-1099. Please seek out some mental health care, at least for the short term. You might need a medication, somebody neutral and professional to talk to.
Yep. And then there's people that are talking about once a cheater, always a cheater. And they're saying that perhaps you feel sick to your stomach because maybe you're keeping other secrets from this person.
Interesting.
Here's one from Uber driver Christian.
Hey.
He signed his name and he says, go to a counselor to help moderate the discussion. The texter needs to talk through every feeling from both sides. And he says, I agree with Elizabeth. Don't get married yet.
That's a really good advice.
Here's another one that says we don't know if it's a male or female that sent in the message, but that said they likely have anxiety issues beyond this, need professional help alone, not with the fiance. And yeah, you need to work on yourself. And again, I just feel like you're trying to give yourself a life sentence and beat yourself up over this mistake that was made, but you have to learn to forgive yourself, because if you don't forgive yourself, you're not going to be open to anybody else forgiving you. And again, deal with the now before you're thinking about the marriage down the road.
And it's very true.
And I'm glad this person, by the way, I'm glad this person reached out, because if you're listening right now to this live, we're going to send you the audio, even if this person's not listening. We're so glad that you reached out, because that recognizes that you can see this isn't healthy. And something needs to change.
Absolutely.
So credit to you for being open about this and reaching out to all of us who are complete strangers that are just giving our advice, which is what you wanted, in hopes of you getting what you need, that confidence and that reassurance that it's time to seek something outside of what you're doing, because whatever you're doing clearly isn't working.
Absolutely. And like our text family has said, many of them have said you need to reach out with some professional help.
Those messages keep coming through on the text line.
You reached out to ask us this question at 414-432-1099. Right. But look what everyone is saying. Even though this texter has said, it's been a thought, but I struggle to open up with strangers, so I'm hesitant. I don't think the hesitancy needs to be there anymore. I think you do, as we have all said, I think you do need to reach out and get some help for this situation.
Yeah.
So what everyone is saying, get the professional help. We can tell you that, but there's no easy advice to say, you just do this to make the panic attacks go away. It's going to take a little bit of time and a little bit of work on your part. So maybe it is best to reach out for that professional help.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah, definitely. And thanks to everybody that did offer their advice. We are thinking about the person that's going through this tough time. I mean, these are real issues that people deal with. And I'm glad that we feel like this is a place you can bring that in hopes of getting some clarity and some answers.
And maybe when we send the audio back, maybe this person will text back and say, you know what?
Give us an update.
We'll give you a little bit of update. Maybe they will go out and seek that professional help that so many of you have asked and offered up, or actually told this person to go and get. That's the advice you offered up anyway.
Yep.
It's Text Roulette with Elizabeth and Radar on the mix.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.